you know, I won't be just a minute, but because really I'd like to hear from you. However, on July the 11th, Pastor Humphrey is going to allow me to share a video with you that is who Oscar was.
Amen.
You know, I mean, you attend this, we hear a lot about Oscar, but most of you, I'm sure, really don't know who Oscar is. So we'd like to share and introduce you to who Oscar truly was. You know, he's just like his family here, you know. And I think it's important that we see this and recognize just how important it is that what's happening right now in these town hall meetings and the conversation about justice and the information that's being given to the community to begin to be mobilized, just how important that is. So if you could tell your friends and yourself, come July, I think it's July 11th, that Saturday after the 4th of July.
Right.
That's July 11th?
Yes.
Okay. So anyhow, I'd like to hear from you, though.
Question. Do you have a DVD of it?
I have a DVD of it.
Have you noticed I put it on YouTube?
Not yet. We want to share with the community first.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Please receive the mother of Brother Oscar. Monday at 6:30, 24th in Mission, in Oakland, I believe they're the main 20th in Webster, the Kaiser Building, which is where the BART board meetings are held on Tuesday evening at 6:30. Yes, ma'am. You can never stop anybody from speaking with a Bible in their hand.
First of all, I'd like to give honor to God, who's the head of our life.
and our family. I've been kind of sitting still, and I've been kind of just standing still, but not just sitting still, and I was sharing with my sister how good God is. And as I began to go into praying and sitting still by the water brooks of God, which is His Word, and I called God in the beginning justice. But we've seen justice in the first round. Now we're going to the second round.
That's right.
And the second round, I want to read something, and I hope that as I read this to you, whether you understand the Word of God or not, but that it would bring clarity to your mind about truth. And it bring clarity to your mind about what is wisdom. And that it bring clarity to your mind what it means to follow instructions. But that it will bring clarity to your mind of what it means to abide in these things that is called wisdom instructions. And it's so wonderful to know that what I'm going to read, it just didn't start in this century, but it started way back in B.C.'s when the minister was talking about Pharaoh and Moses.
Okay.
So I'm going to read from Proverbs 8. And I pray that every woman and man, girl and boy, whether you understand what it means to read out of the Word of God. This is like poetry to my soul. So may I pray that it be poetry to your soul. And it starts off and it says, "Do not wisdom cry and understanding put forth her voice? She stands in the top of the high place, by the way, in the place of the path. She cries, my God, she cries at the gates, at the entry of the city of Oakland, at the coming, at the gates, at the entrance of the city. She cometh in at the door. Unto you, people, unto you, people, old men I call, and my voice is to the sons of men," which is the sons of God. Wisdom is God's spirit that's in all of us, whether we call Him Jesus, whether we call Him Allah, or whether we go to the ocean and meditate, whether we go and meditate at the tree. Whatever we call God, we know that there's a creator. But wisdom is calling out to the city of Oakland and to the people. It's calling out that we follow instructions. And that's what makes us separated from the people that is doing corruption. See, that's why we're here today, Minister.
That's right.
Pastor, that's why we're here today. We're sacrificing our time because we want to hear instructions, and wisdom is talking to us today. So in the second round, we got to be wise enough to hear sound instructions. And I pray that if you don't have a Bible, if you have a friend that has a Bible, or maybe you're a Christian or someone who has a Quran, go and read Proverbs 8. And just get a better understanding. But I hear wisdom crying out, Minister. I hear wisdom crying out, pastors. I hear wisdom crying out, people. I hear wisdom crying out because justice has to prevail. It prevailed in the first round. We got another round to go.
That's right.
So thank you for all your time, your effort, your love, your dedication. And God bless everyone.
You enjoyed your time all today?
Yes, sir.
Praise God. We don't want to belabor the time. I see that there's congregants coming in. There's an event here. And I'm going to ask that our pastor close us out. Yes, sir.
I just, if I can make one quick announcement.
Yes, sir.
There's an important meeting at City Hall on Tuesday. I know it conflicts with the BART meeting, but it deals with oversight of Oakland police. They killed 6 people last year. And there's a chance that we can take all citizen complaints out of OPD's Internal Affairs Department and put it in civilian hands. It's really close to getting there, but we still need public support. Tuesday at 5:30 at City Hall. It's a public safety meeting.
I'm curious thing with OJ, even if Masherini should get off of this trial here, I mean, still could be held civilly liable. I mean, like, OJ could wrong for
exactly.
That. So justice should be served one way or the
other. I'm sure Attorney Burris has his eyes on every option. If he is not convicted by the state, the officers who beat Rodney King were not convicted by the state. It became a federal crime, and they were charged with hate crimes. And so the state did not convict those officers for beating Rodney King on video. That went to a CD Valley jury, and they didn't allow their eyes to tell them the truth from the video. So that the federal government stepped in at that point. Federal charges were brought against the officers for race crimes, I think, were the charges. And that's how Stacey Coon and the other officer found themselves here in Dublin at the federal penitentiary because there was a federal charge and the state charge did not hold up. And perhaps we need to make contact with the federal just to make sure that what happens in Oakland is what should happen. Because our trust for the system only goes so far. And so when our activists go out and say the whole system is, what is it saying?
Guilty.
The whole system is guilty. But they're not necessarily wrong. It is a guilty system. The question is, will it repent and do what's right? And BART has the chance to do that. They don't seem to be walking that path too well, but they have a chance to. If they don't go and do what's right, then that $100 million problem they got, let them die. I don't mean physically. They can just fall apart for all we care. If they don't do right by the people, that $100 million problem they got, that's just their problem. And they'll just have to live with it. We need to close out. Pastor has announcement.
No, I just have to pass out. I'll be outside.
Sure.
I have to pass out some flyers outside.
Okay.
On reparations, because we need this money and it's all is for us.
Pastor, you enjoy yourself today?
Yes.
Well, come on up here and pray us out the door. And be mindful of family coming in for other events. We don't want to delay our time here. So please give your undivided attention to Pastor Kennedy.
God bless. It's a blessing for us being here. It's a blessing for this movement going forward. And I just want to thank these other two great men here. And I think we should give them another round of applause. Thank you all. Thank you for what a blessed time that it has been here being here. And we just want to continue to pray for the Oscar Grant family and all of you all. And pray for our community. And we just want to make sure that we can work to help get more people in here to hear this great movement that's going on and be a part of it. Let us pray. Our Father God in heaven, Lord, we come back and praise you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, for your mercy, your grace, Lord. And Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for your blessing of each and every one, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, for the Oscar Grant family, Lord, and all of the friends of here, Lord, and Lord, and Minister Keith Mohammed and Pastor Humphrey, Lord. We thank and praise you, Lord, for all of their families, Lord. And we just pray for this movement going forward, Lord, and let it touch hearts and souls, our Father, so that, Lord, that the next movement to through the community and down to Sacramento, Lord, would be strong, Lord. And we just praying, Lord, that you will just let justice, Lord, be done, Lord, right here in Oakland, Lord. And for the Oscar Grant family, Lord, We pray in you and we thank in you in the name of Jesus. So let us all say amen.
Amen. Amen.